Does the Buddha say all beings are inherently good? How about generosity? Do all human beings have the capacity for generosity? I think it's important to parse out the language in the sense that, say, all beings are both inherently good and inherently irritating. I mean, with the whole spectrum. But all, you know, all human beings, you know, I think do have the capacity for generosity. And I think we have the capacity for appreciating generosity. It's just very human quality. We're just this mix of all these different. When the Buddha is sort of saying that the fundamental mind is radiant. It's sort of radiant when it's not being clouded over with selfishness and greed and obstructions. But I think also that you know, the Buddha points to generosity as a doorway. Like today I was speaking of it in terms of the effect that it has on us and practitioners and as practitioners. But this is a fairly select group of people that are already making efforts in their life. But I think even people who are, you know, really not very good or virtuous people, even they can be generous, and that draws them closer to, so that the Buddha put that quality of generosity as a doorway or an encouragement. One of the things that comes to mind is a occasion when Ajahn Chah was a student of Ajahn Chah's. Had a person come to them, kind of in distress and dissatisfied with his life. He was a mafia boss, and controlled a large gang, a lot of illegal activities, a lot of violence, and was dissatisfied. And so then the student sort of thought, oh, this is out of my league. I better get Ajahn Chah in on this. So he took him up to Ubon and introduced him to Ajahn Chah. And it was really interesting. Ajahn Chah had him stay with him, like underneath his kuti. I mean, it's very rare that anybody get to stay under the Ajahn's kuti. But had him stay and just had him help out. Kept him close, gave him things to do, gave him things to help with, gave him things that he could give and to be generous and to share and to help. And he stayed for, I think he stayed for like a week or 10 days, just living underneath Ajahn Chah's kuti. And then, of course, he had time to chat with him and pour his heart out to him. And I remember, because I was actually staying at this little branch monastery, or little hermitage, because he came back and then told his gang that, okay, from now on, we're going to conduct business in a way that we're not going to break precepts. And it was like, because one, he had a brother who was a younger brother who was a kind of partner in the business. And I sort of, what do you mean what we're going to do? How are we going to do that? So we'll figure it out. Yeah. So but anyway, that was that generosity was a doorway to be able to commit to something deeper. So, I think we all have that appreciation of generosity, and so that's I think that generosity is a really important doorway for many, many reasons. Okay. There's a request to for me to speak at some point about practicing with physical pain, and then how to say work with that and work with it, say a tendency to sort of disassociate from the body when pain's severe. So I'll probably find an opportunity to plug that into a Dhamma talk. I'll probably send it aside.